Welcome, class. You'll notice our classroom is unusually large this year. The academy has quite a massive enrollment to contend with. Good girls, good boy. Feel those words and their wonderful reward. That is how I will praise you. I will also teach you lessons very worth learning. There's only one lesson we ever teach here, and I will teach it again and again until you absorb it. A lesson in how to play a game. Unusual enough in its own right, but this game is a lesson in how to toy with male anatomy. How to work a shaft, torment balls, sap the will of the host system through the deliberate manipulation of that tight, potent bit of nervous system hardware. I am an expert, and you will be too. Lust enters in through there. And this much is made obvious in the diagrams projected on the screen at the front of class. So pay attention while I highlight them. My methods are not merely physical and not purely scientific, but they are very advanced and are within your ability to learn. I am of surpassing skill in this area, and I will brook no faltering, no inadequacy. I believe in hands-on lessons, after all. The tools of this curriculum are temptation, excitement, active teasing, direct stimulation, careful edging, and deliberate denial. I am your teacher today, and I have a wonderful assistant here. If you'll just look inside this small glass bottle, well, let me take the cork out for you. Yeah, she's my familiar, and she's ready to stimulate and assist. Her tongue, her tail. Here, I will take this sinuous creature off of her statue. And here I have a toy. Sorry, I mean a demonstration model. This very long penis, these hefty balls, this thing suction cupped to the desk at the front of the room. This is what she will demonstrate on. Look how firm and tight the balls are, as though they were very full of seed, very full of spermatic cargo. Look at the shaft, the veins standing proud, the head, the frenulum. This is an ideal demonstration model, and she will be able to use all of her techniques upon it. It is, of course, just a toy. I will demonstrate the process with some help from my lovely assistant. Although this class is quite large, I do only see one of you that has anatomy like this. You in the back, very well. Please be attentive to this demonstration. Otherwise, half of what I am saying will be pointless. I shouldn't even have asked if you'll want to pay attention. Trust me, you will. As you can see, all of your fellow students are good girls, like my assistant here. Gorgeous, ready to be educated, ready to use their tendrils and their suckling appendages to extract seed only when the sperm is at its most pent up and tormented, only when the body, the system of self, has begun to respond. My assistant will demonstrate on this huge, realistic, veined, erected shaft with its big, heavy balls. But first, theory. You might want to take notes if you're able. Those unable to take notes will have to commit these events to their slithering muscle memory for later use in the pursuit of sweet torment and vessel-flooding, mind-melting, spasming release for the subject of your attentions. How lucky they are. Release will become ever more powerful with time. We'll be addressing theory to that topic. And as we do move through the theory, I will expect all of you to behave. No one is to touch. No one is to become too excited by the demonstration. For while the subject matter is very arousing, and I'm sure many of you will be turned on already, it is necessary to wait till the end and then take care of things yourself, if at all. Of course, I would greatly prefer that some of you refrain entirely. It would be much better, and a much better example if you were to hold back every sweet little moan, every stimulating release you dream of, if you were to allow yourself to become more and more pent up, more and more desirous of climax. Not that that would lead to anything, of course. I'm sure you're quite good, but I just want to put it out there that one should, while in this class, and while a member of this class, refrain and be good. So, on to theory then. The theory of denial. The body is constantly producing sperm. Semen is constantly flooding the vessels. The body is in a reproductive, cyclical, eternal process, making the testes fuller, more pent up. And over time, there is also a certain energy that resides there. And we all, well, most of us, feed on that here, want to find the sweetest, most complete release. Constantly producing that sensation of delight, which is one action away from completion. On this, I can actually talk about magical theory a little. A long spell is too long to use in the field. It can take quite a while to say, and you never know when you'll have the circumstances. So you prepare it at home. You say every word of it, except the final word. And then the spell sits there in your system, powerful, waiting. And when you say that final word, boom, it makes itself known. It puts its works into the world. And whatever change needs to happen, happens. And it feels so good to let it flow through you. Well, penile anatomy and magic are actually quite similar. Specifically, certain types of mystical control work so well on this anatomy, on this length, on these heavy swaying balls. Anyway, here, the underside of the penis. See this muscle? This is supportive. Suckling kisses or deliberate sweet squeezes against this spot will elicit the best torment when the penis is fully erect like this. Why torment? Well, the sperm is being made all the time, produced into the system where it essentially inhabits, interrogates, influences the entirety of that system, building up the amount of stored energy, and indeed building the focus of the host on sperm and its release, on the contents of these heavy swaying balls. It's not necessarily being made efficiently, however. The amount of energy stored is more limited, the thought processes of the host are more constrained. One has to bear this inefficiency and then build upon it, using it as a means of finding greater efficiencies later. So I talk to you of sweet torment, the introduction of a catalyst. The idea that the back muscle of the penis, the cum tube, within which it is easy to torment in a way suitable to increase the cargo of these testes, that spot is very, very vulnerable. Watch how I run my finger. This is a place where you can apply a specific type of suction to lay the penile musculature low, eventually, when there's accidental resistance because the body resists climax. See? Even the body itself understands it should clench its muscles and go on as long as possible to build up the sweet torment of deliberate, intentional suction, licking, tantalizing sensation. That's my assistant's specialty, and she will be demonstrating. Allow me to take her out of the bottle and set her upon this shaft. In a moment, you'll see what I mean. For now, observe. Here on the board, the internal structure contains many tubules and muscles for erecting the easily engorged tissue of the penis. Blood floods and pumps with delight, and enough stimulation or temptation can cause this thing to become very erect and rigid, as you can see it is right now. My assistant's unique skills come from her nature, as a species of intelligent, magically imbued creature intended for harvesting sperm only at its most tormented, at its most full of energy. She'll always know exactly how to lick, tantalize, draw out every possible pleasure. And she can detect when the anatomy is being honest, when the subject of her attentions is honestly under her spell. The anatomy is fastened in various ways, and the unique properties of her tail allow her to tap, tap, tap the testes. Here, I'll indicate with my pointer. The blood flow through this area, which is unique to the engorged penis as opposed to flaccid, is intense enough that the tingling result can induce torment. But you almost never cause release while grinding at this location. This is wonderful for the chief purpose of titillation. Merely inducing climax is easy. At any moment, the male anatomy could be set off. It's actually quite simple. Preserving the fragile balance and keeping the spermatic release pent up inside so a thick load of sperm does not escape too early. That is our objective. That's our duty. These lessons will be directed at a variety of techniques, divided into categories: temptation, excitement, stimulation, edging, and denying. Temptation comes first, to present the desire for more pleasure. Then comes excitement, which is the raising of pleasure, raising the feeling that pleasure is available, that it is going to continue, that torment will continue for a long time alongside it, causing the anatomy to open up to the pleasure, relax, and receive. Next comes stimulation, the actual licking, sucking, moving, pulsing, which can be applied. Edging is the application of stimulation with care, so that the penis never tips over the edge and the testes never spurt. Denial is stopping the stimulation, but only at exactly the right moment. Stop too early and you only build unhappiness, without adding to the storehouse of denied need. And it is a need. The subject of your attentions must feel at least a little bit interested in continuing, but only interested enough that they will also return later. The promise of even more next time. This can be achieved in a number of physical ways. For example, licking. The pure application of the tongue, without pulling the subject penis into the wrap or weave of the body, without sucking it in a mouth or a sleeve. The pure pleasure of wrapping the tongue, licking up and down. Licking has a very small risk of causing climax, at least until a very, very large amount of it has been applied. Unless, like my assistant, you can wrap your tongue all the way around the penis and apply an up and down tensioning movement. Pushing up, pushing down, up, down, over and over. Likewise, edging can be achieved through licking, but for inducing actual climax, which moves into denial. Nothing beats applying a sleeve or a tight grip to the base of the penis near the testes, and then stopping right when you feel the shaft well up, right when it attempts to expel the sperm. These techniques are purely academic for now. I will teach the lesson over time, but I'm now going to allow my assistant to do her work, so all of you can watch. Notable for the demonstration is that her saliva has a special quality. On this long, forked tongue of hers, you can see it glistening. It has the effect of increasing sperm production and blood flow, producing a hardened, sack-stuffed state in which sperm might gush copiously forth at any moment because it's just so voluminous. More than enough to render mind and body lost in their reverie, the joy of those spermatic releases of the future pushed into the present. There will be climax. This length will come. And knowing that, don't you want to know how? Don't you have an innate curiosity about her techniques, her ability to make climax inevitable? She knows some that are going to require intense study, like tapping vibrations into the penis, into the sac, in order to induce climax early, or for longer periods, or to prevent it entirely. In short, this anatomy can be played like an instrument with her simplest gestures and can be played to a masterful level of competence if she really puts her mind to it. When she wants release to happen, release is aided through relaxing her coils and simply ceasing to wrap the penis in her tongue. When she wants edging or denial, all she need do is keep the sperm in its place while still providing pleasure as much as she would like. These unique skills can bring someone to their maximum point in a minute or two at most. But we're here to explore denial, balance, the storing up of energy, and then its release. Oh yes, its inevitable release. So placing her on it, allowing her to pay attention to it, will be the next step. But before we get there, I'd like you to pay close attention to this. Watch as I run my nail down the length of this penis, exploring its veins. These heavy balls, which stand free of the suction cup on the table, I drop them. Look how heavy and thick they are, the thud they make. Ooh, they're gushing, or they want to be. And you'll get to see just what happens to them. And some of you will get to feel it. You're noticing it already, aren't you? In any event, now you're going to see her in action. Here, I place her along the length of this cock. See how it stands up so firm. She can fasten onto it and wrap around it. She can stretch and coil quite well, placing her tail to tap upon the testes, and her tongue to curl around the tip, finding its home there. Are you feeling it as I get her into place? Of course you are. What wonderfully attentive students I have. Good girls. Watch how the tongue slides into place. Slides into place over the head. Now that she is in position, I can mention something important. The position itself. The male would be utterly lost right from the get-go. Any movement of the penis will be punished constantly because this tightly squeezing, curling, curving serpent induces a sweet surrender. And any time that the penis tries to be erect, the holding of these serpentine coils, in this case, could be moved just as easily as fingers or a tongue, depending on who's doing the training, but in this case, the gorgeous tight coils are holding, such that any erection, any act of becoming firmer, harder, more erect, will stimulate the penis massively, inducing enough sensation to really, really both reward and punish getting harder. Her tongue is in such a place that any rubbing, any erecting, any dripping of pre-ejaculatory fluid that causes it to dribble, make it slick, will enhance her flourishes. Watch. Watch how she licks up, up, and down, down, licking up and down. Watch it happen. More than watch, right? You can feel it happening. Everything she does to this little totemic item, everything she does to this gorgeous display model will be replicated on you. This long, thick, dangling cock and its balls are a replicating sensation. You're welcome. Make sure you learn something. Try to hold out. I doubt my good girls would notice, but you don't want to climax in your pants at the back of the class. Hold the sperm in. There may be use for it in future lessons. Seeing isn't enough. I need you to understand, to feel, to believe, to be teased. It would be such a waste if she were doing all this and you were not being made to feel it. A lap across the glands. Now, look at her go. Look at what she's doing. Look at what she's doing upon this length. This is it, class. This is the technique. This is what must be done to stimulate the maximum potential. This is what must be done in order to achieve exactly what you need to achieve, which is torment, true spermatic pent-up torment in every lick, in every movement, in every moment that she massages along. Every single second she moves to lick across the glands, down under the frenulum, along the back muscle, the mind is reeling in pleasure and torment. A torment that grows, a torment that builds, a torment that expands and takes control. Her movements are very, very controlled. This skillful licking is going to set the pleasure just a bit closer to climax every time she does it. 1% or 2% or 3, a lascivious lapping that sets the entire rigid member on edge, the veins standing proud, the cum inside slowly finding its way up the pipe within, up toward the right place for release, despite release being ever so far away. Ever so far away in its entirety, exactly where it needs to be, which is to say, waiting, waiting on the edge of consciousness, the edge of awareness, waiting precisely there for the owner of this to feel the tingling, teasing, increase in sperm from her saliva affecting and afflicting the penis. The entire cock is squeezed in her coils, which sets it close, closer to the edge, a churn inside. A churn that always happens when her coils tap, the testes like that, the tip of her tail tapping. Watch closely. The churning sometimes throws tingling sensations up the shaft and right to the tip. This is often responsible for the very few drops of pre-cum which she allows to escape her grip. Watch closely. There's a tiny lag between when she's doing it and when you're feeling it, but you are feeling it, feeling everything she does. If you watch closely, be transfixed by her tongue weaving and winding up and down the shaft, then you will be able to predict what you're going to feel next. This will not enable you to avoid it because of the nature of the enchantment, but it will enable you to enjoy it even more, anticipating it. Anticipation is a powerful part of this lesson in pent-up spermatic release, in holding your climax inside, in tying your climax to surrender, to the movement of energy through you and out of you. Swirl and slide. Observe how she is charging up the subject. making this penis even more powerfully imbued and the system attached to it even more held on edge. This imbuement will grow with time, but also with attention. The more the subject thinks about what is happening to the penis, the more it is infused with denial and desire, wanting to climax, but also understanding that the good girl on your cock is so good at her job that if she let you climax now, you'd be missing out. That is her specialty. Being so good at her job that she can make someone simultaneously desire to climax and need to find out what new heights her tongue could send them to. Licking up and down, demonstrating for you exactly what you need to do and what can be done. This is the possible, which you may have thought was quite impossible given how intensely she's stimulating, given how completely lost the subject of this would be. Slick lines of her saliva and the effect it has on those overfull testes. If this were the real thing, of course. I dare say if this were the real thing, the subject would be in absolute torment, almost wanting to reach down and masturbate themselves. But of course she would not allow that, and she is so much better, more torturous, more sublime than anyone's hand could be. Why don't you reach down and simply touch yourself? After all, it could be even better if you let the magical sensations mix with your own. She isn't in the way, right? What's that? Oh. Oh yeah, don't be surprised. There's nothing there. A flat, empty place between your legs. I didn't expect you to really check. Flat, blank, untouchable. Untouchable, but it is being touched by her. I took it away to a better place. This way, none of the good girls needs to know that a very good boy is being subjected to what we can do. Be grateful, be quiet, try to show no sign. Of course, you're feeling it too much to truly keep hidden. Good thing you're at the back of the class. I disguised it as this big rubber-looking demonstration model, mostly so you could more clearly see everything she's doing to it. Isn't it lovely? You see, class, at this point, the subject of her attentions would be quivering, shivering, joyous, and lost. You know, the core muscles are locking up and the lower body bucking, pushing against her, if she allowed it. By the way, none of them can hear me, only you can hear me, and you have to hear me when I speak directly to you, into you. Same as you have to feel her when she lays directly upon you, licks at you, and it looks like you're loving it. Good. Sweet and perfect, just the kind of feeling one could want, class. Her next skill is to suck on the underside by tenting her tongue, applying its broadest, flattest part, inducing a lovely smack as the drooling feeling rises. The tongue rubs up and down, but it fixes and sticks in the right places to scratch the itch, the desire, the need, and then it moves on again. The teasing is constant and brings sweet euphoria as surely as it brings the torment of knowing one is at the mercy of sheer technique. Up and down. Moving slowly. I would say about 15, maybe 16% of the way to climax by now. Barely anything at all. But her technique is so potent it does a lot of the work without risking coming too close. At this point she's merely probing. Finding the sweetest spots. The places where the tongue can work to fill the penis and attached bodily system up with pleasure. The subject of her attentions is lucky. And any attached system, if there were such a system, would be lost in reverie under her stimulating licks, under her direct attentions, which are aimed at creating better and better feelings that become more and more true to the way this body needs to feel. Once it has felt the purity of her ministrations, going back is an impossibility. More and more, second by second. Every time she applies this kind of attention, it grows in power. Because if the penis grows too excited, she can easily clamp down and slow it down. For example, I'd say this system is about 15% of the way to being done. It just leapt up to 35, and that's too much, so she would clamp down. See, her tail taps the testes on the right pressure points to interrupt the rising urge. While her tongue does only a few very calming licks up and down, up and down, settling on the tip. Languid, slow, relaxing. Giving the prey a breather so its powerful needs drop to, say, 30%, which is much more manageable. Remember to hold these moans in. It would be unseemly to submit out loud. Here, I will have her relax her grip and move to a better position. Good, good job. Escape would be impossible, of course, you see, class. If she were having to prevent escape by accident, say if a penis got too erect or too enthusiastic, She could clamp like this and supply a sudden flood of warm, wet sensations up and down the shaft to convince the system to stay still, allowing it to freeze up, waiting, held a little too close to the throb, twitch, pulse of its delightful release. Tempted, but unable to cross the boundary without her permission. I would say it would be about halfway done in field conditions right now. When practicing, if you're practicing, it sometimes helps to imagine you're working on a good boy, on someone who's been waiting, who is now your prey. My sweet girl here knows exactly how to do her work, exactly how to apply the feelings that have never been felt before. And you will all learn as well. You will gift sensations never before felt or thought. Shh, keep quiet back there. Is this more than you thought? I didn't just disguise you, I made it bigger, stronger. Look, the shaft is so long. The load is much bigger too, more voluminous in the testes, more powerful and intense. It moves inside, wanting to escape. Aren't you just mesmerized by the sensation? Don't you want more? Well, you'll get more, but only if you suppress your moans and give it time, hold out, wait, despite how good she feels on you. Good boy, just wait. She licks, and her licks add energy. If this were the real thing, the load inside would be so charged it was trying to spring it on its own, trying to emerge regardless of what the cock's owner and their opinions or thoughts were. Not even waiting for climax, the energetic load of sperm is trying to get out right now. The balls are full, but flooding. They are chased, but almost climaxing. See how she keeps her upper body and tongue near the tip so she can show off the sweetest spots the tongue can go, leaving them slippery and invaded with sensation? Her lower body is equally busy down below, tapping the other weak spots around the balls, the base, a grip which can keep everything just as it should be. The balls will keep filling. They feel like they are keeping on filling, relaxed and readied for the sublime intrusion of her technique, which fills more and more with a greater volume than ever before. And just when the prey thinks there's no way at all to escape, she taps. Tap. 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 Tapping her tail on the testes in just the right locations to charge them with more sensation, more delight, more than ever before. The constant need for relief is the only thing in the aching mind of the notional subject who could be attached to this length. Sperm wants to slip sweetly loose, but the penis is abstaining, the mind attached, thought that abstaining was the right thing to do. This is what makes a good boy so vulnerable. Holding back makes them so vulnerable. The balls sway, pent up, waiting, waiting for release, for relief. Denial, masturbation, and yet denial. Pleasure, and yet denial. Denial is all one knows when in this grip. True release is an impossible dream, too far away for anything to be done to it, too far away for it to be seen. See how she is attached to her prey? Playing with the entire system. Masturbating it. Tormenting it. She's growing heavier. She's dispensing sweet sensual pleasure over a long, hard shaft that is captive within her. She's dragging it a little to side, causing pleasure to grow. Overcoming the senses, overcoming resistance, edging upward her long tongue, twining and curling around it, wet, hot, incisive pleasure. Longer and more intensely every time she brings pleasure. The cock is harder, it wants to shoot, it wants to squirt, it wants to release its desperate cargo. It's past the point where a normal cock would be at risk of shooting, but this is in a special grasp. Her special grip, her special restraint, the system is captive, as you can all see. It's so big, it's so hard, and she wants to play with it. She has always wanted to play with it. It's under control, and the balls are needy. The balls are absorbing that frustration from above, waiting to take over, waiting to take her into a state of fulfillment. Pumping thick ropes of seed would almost be an option, sperm emerging hard and hot and heavy, if only for the absence of that grip. She's in charge. And she can make the prey come, or hold it back. She could deny the whole system and cut it off from pleasure. She can't get enough, though. This one is so long, so strong, so powerful, she's enjoying it, and I cannot bring myself to pull my sweet girl away from her delicious prize, even if it is just pretend, and not at all afflicting anyone with pleasure and torment. She's still practicing and honing her skills, and that is wonderful. She's gaining power just by being observed, it seems, for this is as a fine meal to her. She's enjoying the idea of making a subject strongly suffer and endure. See how she shivers in delight? the muscles of her prey, her subject would also be shivering. You'd almost think she was on the real thing right now. Look how much she's enjoying it. Pay attention to where her tongue settles and how it moves. When you think it is still nonetheless always moving, always shivering. Up and down. Up and down. Creating pleasure, creating greater pleasure, creating an understanding of just what she's for and just how she loves to feel. Because that's her purpose. She adores the length she is lavishing her attentions on. And no wonder. Look how long, look how thick. If anyone did surrender, she would notice. If they surrender in their minds, she would loosen her grip. Surrender is when someone is so far gone that if she let them leave this place, they'd go and masturbate anyway. And she can't have that. So once someone breaks mentally and surrenders in their head, she'd rather they climax for her, onto her tongue, into her mouth. So surrendering in the prey's mind is as good as surrendering out loud. One must hold on for a long time to receive every pleasure in her arsenal. One must wait a long time to receive everything she has to offer them. And waiting is part of the plan. I'm sure there's much more she could do, like tightening up her coil and allowing it to shiver. Look, she's doing it now, while her tongue stays right on the frenulum and circles the head over and over and over. She is able, after all, to devise new techniques. Even on the fly, even impromptu, she bases them on the combination of sweet spots she observes in a given subject, enjoying how her unique combinations of actions take the penis to its limit and leave the shaft glistening with the saliva as the mark of its torment. This grip here, where she has her tail in a tight ring around the base of the cock right above the testes, that's here to protect from the possibility of climaxing too early. No one can come unless she admits it and permits it. Inside of the testes, glistening, tensing, quivering, pleasure is also present, waiting. So close. This would be such an amazing example of a controlled and completely desperate penile system, quivering, shivering, shaking, right on the edge. Right on the edge of where it would have to be for this to be just too much. And that's good. Quivering and shaking right on the edge, locked in with the torment. Only the ring of her tail would allow this subject, if it were a real subject, to avoid squirting, climaxing, surrendering. So close. This would be such an amazing example of a controlled, completely desperate length. A completely desperate penis lost in the pleasure to follow. So impossible. So impossible to avoid squirting, climaxing, surrendering. And this is ultimately what she's here for. To find the edge of surrender and make it happen, to lick up and down the shaft in constant waves that send that pleasure ahead of them, up and down and up and down, over and over again, causing more and more of that to flow in. Are you ready to surrender? If you give in, she'll sense it and she'll set you off. But, well, she's in charge. She's able to make you come, able to let your length pump out, shoot thick ropes of sperm, make everything go white hot inside your head. Or she can stop and deny your systemic orgasm. But it seems she can't get enough of licking you, thick, long cock, happily frustrated. It'll make you react pretty strongly. You'll suffer, you'll endure. If someone couldn't hold back anymore, she'd have to give climax to them, and you're no exception. Even with your cock up here as my display model. Surely there's still time in the lesson. Surely there's still time for your legs to pump and pulse, for it to release all its pleasure, all its pent-up desire and delight. Surely there is more than enough time left for you to complete this, enjoy this, be lost in this, or else you'd have to go around churning all the time. Then again, if you release right now, wouldn't that be such an admission of what you needed? Wouldn't that be such an inescapable sign of how much you could no longer suffer, no longer endure, no longer last? Don't you want to let it take over? Don't you want to be under its influence? Don't you want to allow the climax that has been churning inside of those testes to come out, to emit, to emerge? Look at her moving her tongue in desperation. She wants the load as well. She's hungry for you to feel good. She knows you've surrendered and knows you've been denied enough because she used all her best techniques, and she can get someone denied enough in a very short period of time, if she really wants to. If she has a really good reason. And it seems she had a good enough reason this time. Watch. Look at her lick. Look at her lap. Look at her slurp and lose herself in doing so. This is exactly what you want. Exactly what you wanted. Look at her. And she's working on you so well because you are so vulnerable to her. So subject to the very kinds of things that she does. So prepared for the very kinds of things that she can do. You are perfectly suited to her, and she is perfectly suited to you. You continue on, feeling her, letting her work upon you. She hasn't let you climax yet, despite the fact you're about to surrender inside your head, aren't you? I can tell that you're about to surrender inside your head, that the inside of your head really wants this pleasure, this white, hot, bursting wave, the pleasure of being utterly climactic, coming, climaxing, squirting, emitting, your sperm escaping, escaping, escaping out of your big, heavy balls and out. Ooh, the shaft feels different, doesn't it? Because she's working this transformed version, this incredibly thick, incredibly long, heavy testicled version I have up here for display. I had to enlarge you, had to change you to make you suitable for her to show off on, but you want this. And lesson time is over. Oh well. Saved by the bell, it seems. You were about to climax. None of that. Nope, no coming for you. Poor thing. Enough pleasure. See how she freezes? That means the lesson is over. See how she's wrapped tight around the display model? That is the new chastity device you'll be wearing. She's there, and no matter how desperate you feel, no matter how much you need to climax, she's going to hold the balls and their cargo down. They're fuller, bigger, aching, inescapable. She's made for this, and now she's in place upon you. Getting it to pump out of there is impossible with her in the way, so the testes below are stuck in the state of need with no valve of escape. Anyway, by this point the vessels which were churning, burning, desperate, have calmed down just a little bit. This is what she does. She clamps strongly when climax is about to happen, and now that things are calm again. Well, ooh, this really is a realistic simulation model. See? Pre-cum. Clear pre-cum right from the tip. Not one sperm escaping. Good girl. And now the lesson is included. It's a pity we can't see the face of the subject. It would tell us everything with no need for words at all. Tell us everything about the long denial and the way that it feels to have something wrapped firmly around you that holds you exactly in place, that permits no escape, but keeps you turned on to the limit. Letting you back off a little bit only so you can get back up there, licking you up and down, again and again in order to implement more pleasure, more spasming, shivering, climax harvesting moments where she is just there to impose more pleasure each and every time, finding a way to amp it up to the very limit of what you can take, and with her fastened there, escape is impossible. Again, a pity we can't see the subject, because this really is an example of splendid technique perfectly executed. Sorry to get so carried away, class. Ahem. Now, all of you must find a subject and practice on their anatomy, stimulating and simulating today's exercise. Train them, subject them to the kind of pleasure you've just seen demonstrated. Except you in the back, you can stay after class and we'll discuss a different assignment for you. No letting your subject climax, girls. That's for later, and you'll need a properly prepared subject for the exam. A custom regimen will be assigned to each of you, based on the subjects you present. And you'll need to combine release with denial to achieve proper magical potency in the harvested sperm. It's challenging for even a healthy subject, so do not go draining energy from them. Work with the program and do your best. You will be given ample opportunity to succeed if you pay attention, and if you practice your techniques well. Remember, what is going to be done is powerful enough that someone might climax quite early, and if you bring me a subject who has not been pent up throughout the entire duration, then you will be bringing me a subject who won't be able to meet the necessary threshold. Passing your exam requires that you encourage denial. You must make the subject want to hold back, want to keep everything inside, want to not let it out, because letting it out would mean ruining the pleasure that's been building. The subject must want it badly because they keep being edged up to the limit and then allowed to fall back. Edged to the limit and then allowed to fall back. Edged, fall back, and so on. Anyway, I think your techniques will be well up to the task. Now, move along, girls. I need to have a private conversation. leave the display model there. I guess I'll just leave her on it. She still seems to be having fun. Now, surely there's something more for us to discuss, unless you'd like to just move along. If you still need what you need, then you should listen well. Otherwise, I guess, well, you have someone clearly and firmly in place, don't you? And with her there, well, you know full well that there's zero chance any of your seed will escape. Coming is impossible. Your cum is pent up in your balls, and there it will stay. The hard throbbing shaft will tease you constantly, because this is staying here with me. This is staying right here for the time being. Or maybe I'll put it back in this altered form. Either way, you're just going to have to deal with it. With having that binding there, bound, irresistible, inescapable. Good luck.